Group 18. Secession. South Carolina's secession was imitated by 10 other states and led to the formation of the Confederacy. Sedition. The signers of the Declaration of Independence, if captured by the enemy, would probably have been tried for sedition. Secede. When Abraham Lincoln was elected president in 1860, South Carolina seceded from the Union. Seclude. Anne was so upset by her failure in math that she secluded herself and refused to see anyone. Segregate. In most high schools, boys and girls attend the same classes, except in health education where they are segregated. Secure. Are you worried about passing the midterm exam, or do you feel secure? Land in a growing city is a secure investment. Group 19. Circumference. The circumference of a circle equals pi times the diameter. Circumlocution. The circumlocution, the game ended with a score that was not in our favor, should be replaced by, we lost the game. Circumnavigate. Ferdinand Magellan's expedition was the first to circumnavigate the globe. Circumscribe. The principal has requested all teachers to circumscribe failures in red on the report cards. The patient was placed on a very circumscribed diet. He was forbidden to have coffee, spices, or raw fruits or vegetables. Circumvent. To circumvent local sales taxes, shoppers often buy in neighboring communities that do not have such taxes. Circumspect. Don't jump to a conclusion before considering all the facts. Be circumspect. Group 20. Collusion. It was not known whether the price increases resulted from higher costs or from collusion among the producers. Concord. Neighbors cannot live in concord if their children keep fighting with one another. Coalesce. During the Revolutionary War, the 13 colonies coalesced into one nation. Collaborate. Tom is collaborating on the work with his friend. Convene. The House and the Senate will convene at noon to hear an address by the President. Correspond. Jack's account of how the fight started did not correspond with the other boy's version. Coherent. In coherent writing, every sentence is connected in thought to the previous sentence. Congenital. Helen Keller's deafness and blindness were not congenital defects, but were acquired after birth. Group 21. Obstacle. If we beat Central High tomorrow, we shall have removed the last obstacle between us and the championship. Obliterate. Today's rain has completely obliterated yesterday's snow. Not a trace remains. Obsess. The notion that she had forgotten to lock the front door obsessed Mother all through the movie. Obstruct. The disabled vehicles obstructed traffic until removed by a tow truck. Obtrude. It is unwise for an outsider to obtrude his opinions into a family quarrel. Obviate. By removing her hat, the lady in front obviated the need for me to change my seat. Group 22. Perforate. The physician said the tack had gone through Betty's shoe and sock without perforating her skin. Permeate. At breakfast, the aroma of freshly brewed coffee permeates the kitchen and dining room. Perplex. I need help with the fourth problem. It perplexes me. Persist. The teacher told Eric to stop whispering. When he persisted, she sent him to the dean. The rain was supposed to end in the morning, but it persisted through the afternoon and evening. Perturb. Maggie's parents were perturbed when they learned that she had failed two subjects. Perennial. Authors have come and gone, but Shakespeare has remained a perennial favorite. Perennials like the azalea and forsythia bloom year after year. Pertinent. Stick to the point. Don't give information that is not pertinent. Group 23. Preface. The preface usually provides information that the reader should know before beginning the book. Preview. Last night, my parents attended a preview of a play scheduled to open next Tuesday. Precede. Did your report follow or precede Jane's? Preclude. A prior engagement precludes my coming to your party. Preconceive. My preconceived dislike for the book disappeared when I read a few chapters. Prefabricate. Prefabricated homes are quickly erected by putting together large sections previously constructed at a factory. Premeditate. The jury decided that the blow was struck in a moment of panic and had not been premeditated. Presume. 19 of the sailors have been rescued. One is missing and presumed dead. Precocious. If Nancy's 3-year-old brother can read, he must be a precocious child. Group 24. Proponent. At the budget hearing, both the proponents and the opponents of the tax increase will be able to present their views. Prospect. To a freshman, graduation is a distant but pleasant prospect. Procrastinate. Start working on the assignment without delay. It doesn't pay to procrastinate. Project. The apparatus projects missiles into space. Propel. Jet-propelled planes travel at very high speeds. Protract. Our cousin stayed with us only for the weekend, but promised to return in July for a protracted visit. Protrude. Keep your feet under your desk. Do not let them protrude into the aisle. Provoke. Jeff's account of his experiences on a farm provoked much laughter. There would have been no fight if you hadn't provoked your brother by calling him names. Proficient. When I fell behind in French, the teacher asked one of the more proficient students to help me. Profuse. Despite a large income, the actor has saved very little because he is a profuse spender. Prominent. The mayor, the governor, and several other prominent citizens attended the preview. Unit 3, Part 2.
Group 1. Amateur. The performance was staged by a group of amateurs who have been studying dramatics as a hobby. When it comes to baking a cake, Mother's the expert. I'm only an amateur. Amity. We must look ahead to the time when the dispute is over and amity is restored. Amiable. Cindy is an amiable child. Everybody likes her. Amicable. Let us try to settle our differences in an amicable manner. Amorous. In the famous balcony scene, the amorous Romeo expresses undying love for Juliet. Enamored. John Rolfe, an English settler, became enamored of the Indian princess Pocahontas and married her.
Group 2. Animosity. Someday the animosity that led to the war will be replaced by amity. Animus. Though David defeated me in the election, I bear no animus toward him. We are good friends. Equanimity. If you become extremely upset when you lose a game, it is a sign that you lack equanimity. Unanimity. In almost every discussion, there is bound to be some disagreement. Don't expect unanimity. Magnanimous. The first time I was late, Miss O'Neill excused me with the warning that she would not be so magnanimous the next time. Unanimous. Except for one student who voted no, the class was unanimous in wanting the party.
Group 3. Affinity. Because they share the same language and ideals, Americans and Englishmen have an affinity for one another. Finale. Every skit in our class show was loudly applauded, from the opening scene to the finale. Finis. The story is far from complete because the finis is not yet written. Confine. I will confine my remarks to the causes of the War of 1812. The next speaker will discuss its results. Definitive. Remember that your answer will be treated as definitive. You will not be permitted to change it.
Group 4. Fluid. Air, water, molasses, and milk are all fluids. During November, the military situation remained fluid, with advances and retreats by both sides. Flux. When prices are in a state of flux, many buyers delay purchases until conditions are more settled. Influx. The discovery of gold in California in 1848 caused a large influx of settlers from the east. Fluctuate. Recently, the price of a pound of tomatoes has fluctuated from a high of 45 cents to a low of 29 cents. Fluent. Do you have to grope for words or are you a fluent speaker?
Group 5. Genre. Poe was the originator of a genre of detective story. Progenitor. The Bible states that Adam was the progenitor of the human race. Degenerate. But for the skill of the presiding officer, the debate would have degenerated into an exchange of insults. Engender. Name-calling engenders hatred. Regenerate. The new manager regenerated the losing team and made it a strong contender for first place.
Group 6. Aggregation. At the airport, the homecoming champions were welcomed by a huge aggregation of admirers. Congregation. The minister addressed the congregation on the meaning of brotherhood. Segregation. The warden believes in segregation of first offenders from hardened criminals. Aggregate. The aggregate strength of the Allies was impressive, though individually some were quite weak. Gregarious. Except for hermits and recluses who shun company, most people are gregarious.
Group 7. Coherence. If the relationship between the first sentence and what follows is not clear, the paragraph lacks coherence. Cohesion. There can be no real cohesion in an alliance if the parties have little in common. Adhere. Apply the sticker according to the directions, or it will not adhere. Cohere. I glued together the fragments of the vase, but they did not cohere. Inherent. Because of her inherent carelessness, I doubt my sister can ever be a good driver.
Group 8. Quadrilateral. A square is a quadrilateral. Collateral. After voting for the road building program, the legislature took up the collateral issue of how to raise the necessary funds. Equilateral. If one side of an equilateral triangle measures 3 feet, the other two must also be 3 feet each. Lateral. The building plan shows both a front and a lateral view of the proposed structure. Multilateral. A mother has to be a nurse, housekeeper, shopper, cook, teacher, etc. She plays a multilateral role. Unilateral. Don't judge the matter by my opponent's unilateral statement.
Group 9. Alliteration. Note the alliteration in the line, "Sing a song of sixpence." Literacy. When registering as a new voter, take along your diploma as proof of literacy. Literal. We translate laissez-faire as absence of government interference, but its literal meaning is let do. Literary. Mark Twain is one of the greatest figures in our literary history. Literate. The school's main goal in working with adults who can neither read nor write is to make them literate.
Group 10. Luminary. A number of luminaries, including a Nobel Prize winner and two leading authors, will be present. Elucidate. I asked the teacher to elucidate a point that was not clear to me. Lucid. To obviate misunderstanding, state the directions in the most lucid way possible. Luminous. With this watch, you can tell the time in the dark because its hands and dial are luminous. Translucent. Lampshades are translucent but not transparent.
Group 11. Manacle. The manacles were removed from the prisoner's wrists. Mandate. After World War I, Syria became a French mandate. The walkout was a clear violation of the court's mandate against a strike. Manual. Each student has a learner's permit and a copy of the driver's manual. Milking, formerly a manual operation, is now done by machine. Manuscript. The author's manuscript is now at the printer. Emancipate. The washing machine has emancipated housewives from a great deal of drudgery. Manipulate. In today's lesson, I learned how to manipulate the steering wheel.
Group 12. Appendix. A school edition of a novel usually has an appendix containing explanatory notes. Pendant. The pendant dangling from the chain around her neck looked like a medal, but it was really a watch. Suspense. If you have seen the marks, please tell me whether I passed or failed. Don't keep me in suspense. Append. If you hand in your report late, append a note explaining the reason for the delay. Suspend. She wore a green pendant suspended from a silver chain. Train service will be suspended from midnight to 4 a.m. to permit repairs. Impending. At the first flash of lightning, people scurried for shelter from the impending storm. Pending. Has a decision been reached on a date for the game, or is the matter still pending? Barbara agreed to conduct the meeting pending the election of a permanent chairman.
Group 13. Depose. Did the king abdicate, or was he deposed? Impose. Cleaning up after the job is the repairman's responsibility. Don't let him impose it on you. Postpone. Mr. Marks has postponed the test until tomorrow to give us an extra day to study. Superimpose. Today's snowfall superimposed a fresh 2 inches on yesterday's accumulation. Transpose. There is a misspelled word on your paper. S-T-R-E-N-G-H-T. Correct it by transposing the last two letters.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，讲啊。